This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 1 p.m. Man, I nailed that post, didn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't even try.
Not bad. No.
Thank you.
Pure instinct.
I can't not whip it. What am I going to do?
It reminds me of the show has a small clip in the show Chimp Crazy on Max.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny because it's you being like, oh, Tuesday on the DGS, and Rush is playing in the background. And when we found the clip, Andrew and I were texting each other like, oh my gosh, the Rush. Like, it's all so perfect. I don't know. It was the funniest thing.
That's funny. And you heard that organically, right?
I was about to hear it organically. I wish I would have, but I was like, oh, I'll watch that tomorrow. And a listener got a hold of me and was like, you need to watch Chimp Crazy because the Dave Glover show is in the show. If I would have been less lazy about my television watching, I could have.
There's the first,
had a very
first
nice
line of my obituary.
If
I had known for his work on Chimp Crazy.
Chimp Crazy. I love chimps.
I can't believe we were heading there. Like, we were heading to her compound when the whole thing, you know, like, we were waiting for the invitation. She was like, oh, yeah, come on out. We're like, okay, how about next Tuesday? And then she flaked on us. Because she's chimp crazy.
And then came the FBI.
There shouldn't be monkeys in Fenton. Is that where they agree with that? You know what I mean? Like, there just shouldn't be monkeys in Fenton.
Really, there just shouldn't be monkeys outside of the wilderness and zoos. Like, that's probably our
You got to have monkeys in zoos for sure.
Yeah.
And that should be like, it's kind of like a consulate, you know? Like, the monkey consulate
the
is at the zoo and that's
of
it.
St. Louis.
That's it. They're nowhere else.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
And they have their own laws.
Yeah.
You can't arrest them. That's the way it should be.
They have representatives.
Yeah.
We have talks with them.
Right.
Yeah.
They have little suits on.
Yeah. Smoking.
And if things go down, the other monkeys at the Capitol have to extract them.
Yeah.
If things get dangerous.
We're describing Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, kind of. When are they going to learn to talk? Remember the lady who had her face ripped off by the chimp because
that
she gave it Xanax?
Wasn't that the same thing?
No.
It wasn't the same people?
No. This was
No.
Oh, like, that was the other lady?
No. All right.
Like 20 years ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. That was Travis. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
I mixed those two stories up.
Did Coco die?
Coco yes. The monkey?
Coco's yeah. dead.
Coco's died. A gorilla.
But you're a Coco truther.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Andrew is.
Yeah.
Yes. He does not believe Coco had any skill, right?
No, I believe. Let me put words in your mouth. Uh-huh. I think you believe that Coco could do sign language, but that his wrangler was using Coco
yes.
to see other women's breasts.
Yes.
Well, that's without a doubt they were doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
This much we know.
That was, like,
she would go
in court.
She would go like
this much we know.
Rachel's like, that's not a truther. That's
yeah.
Fact
she would
at this
go
point.
Like show Coco can and then, you know,
oh my
come on.
Dump out for Coco.
Yikes.
Hey.
Show.
It's 1 p.m.
Coco Can.
Hey, Coco is the one doing it, all right? Don't look at me.
That's what the handler said.
Coco.
Right, exactly.
Coco need.
I don't know what he's up to.
Coco need boob.
Yeah.
And then they, and I guess the other
people. He's a
gorilla.
You should probably show him.
That's the thing. I guess
well,
the other people.
Coco was a girl.
Yeah, Coco was a girl.
Right.
And the handler was a girl. So okay. I guess the handler would then be like, well, Coco, you know Coco. She just got to see him. And then I guess these women who would be visiting would be like, all right, Coco, here you go.
Yeah, I will say that they probably.
I mean, I don't really understand.
They were a little eager, probably. I mean, it would take a lot for me.
So you think they wanted to show Coco?
I don't know that they wanted to, but like, I can't imagine a situation where I'm like, this gorilla needs
Yeah.
Like,
be like, the gorilla's going to be just fine.
I don't want a victim blame, for sure. I don't. However, the women probably had some agency, and I probably would have had a few more scruples before I believed Coco needed that.
Yeah, you got to be, at least you got to be like, say, please, Coco.
You are victim blaming.
Yeah.
What were you wearing when Coco said he wanted to see him? That's what you're saying.
Probably an I Love Coco t-shirt.
Yeah.
We made
a t-shirt that said, I will do anything for Coco the gorilla. Anything.
What's Coco saying? Oh, I don't know. It's weird. He wants to see your boobs. I don't.
I love when you did your impression of Coco. Coco was so sad about seeing the can. You're just like, Coco must see can. I don't know.
You know, it's hard to really.
This is Coco's least favorite part.
So it's hard to really emote with sign language.
Is Coco's handler in jail?
I think so.
No.
No.
No, because I don't think the court cases had any like criminal conviction to them.
Mm.
I think it was more just like, hey, Coco's.
This wasn't cool.
Coco might be getting taken advantage of here a little bit.
I do feel like a lot of these monkey stories end up with the handlers either in jail or with their faces ripped off. Yeah. Like, if you're
rarely
a rogue,
ends well for them.
It rarely ends well for the rogue monkey fan.
So, Ted, what'd you retire from? I was a monkey handler. 40 good years.
I'm thinking of it from
40
Coco.
Good years, but then that stupid monkey went, Coco need to see them now. Coco need this so bad. And then suddenly I was in court.
The idea of Coco, in Coco's mind, she's thinking, I want some sugar cane. And why do they keep showing me boobs?
I'm not
asking for boobs.
Hey, look, those are great. I love them. But, you know, I'd really rather have the
Coco
treat.
Coco died of frustration.
Yes.
I was asking for some goldfish crackers.
Is there a donut under those things? Can in way of donut, please move.
No, I said, let me see that banana.
Okay.
Poor Coco.
Well, speaking of cans, but this is totally
Coco
different.
Just want Chips Ahoy, really.
Mm. I saw a commercial. I had no idea that Campbell's made canned mac and cheese.
Oh,
did
my
you,
goodness.
Did you know there was canned mac and cheese?
Never heard of it.
It's a commercial for it. Thank you. I thought I just missed out on this, but it was during a Food Network show or Hallmark. Well, there's only two things I watch.
Sure.
And it was canned mac and cheese, and they showed them opening the can, and then they cook it, and like, ooh, it's delicious.
Hmm.
I always thought mac and cheese was the box. That's mac and cheese.
Amy's really desperate to get away from Coco the gorilla.
The canned mac and cheese does not sound good. Like,
I don't think it's Campbell's.
I'm
there is
sure
there is Campbell's no boil cheddar mac and cheese. I don't know if it comes in a can though.
I don't think I've ever made mac and cheese.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
You mean even from a box?
Mm-mm.
No.
Just some Kraft mac and cheese or some Velveeta shells?
No.
Velveeta shells are when you're feeling
sucks.
No, it's when you're feeling fancy.
What's wrong with Velveeta?
I hate Velveeta.
No, Velveeta shells are delicious.
It.
They're just
it's
fancy.
It's the fakest of the fake cheeses.
When I had Velveeta shells and cheese for the first time, I felt like
rich kid.
I felt like my life had changed.
Yes.
I felt like I had like leveled up in the world when I had Velveeta shells and cheese. I was like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I can never eat anything except this.
But it's a totally different taste than the powdered cheese. The Kraft, 99-cent box. And we would always add extra milk and butter because I liked it soupy. I liked the Kraft mac and cheese a little soupy.
Yep,
it was
yep.
so good. Oh, it's so good. I bet I ate that every day for a long time.
Do you not like mac and cheese, Dave?
My mom made the world's worst mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
It was just one block.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I get you.
So that when I was in college and someone was eating mac and cheese, and I'm like, what's that? And they told me, I'm like, that's not mac and cheese. And
that's
so
not what it looks like.
I've had normal, non-Francis mac and cheese, but it was just so bad growing up. Mm-hmm. I took it out of my itinerary.
Andrew, this could be a game changer here. Because we bonded over the mac and cheese. However, I ate the mac and cheese like out of the pot. I did not bake it. The baking is weird to me.
No, I'm not a baker either.
Okay, like with the cornflakes.
You two are the
it?
Same person.
Just,
I know.
Just put it in the bowl. Flakes. Just put it in the bowl and eat it. It's fine the way it is. You don't need to bake it.
You don't need to bake it. No.
Totally unnecessary. In
but
fact,
it is better.
I don't really like a baked mac and cheese.
I like the little crust on the top.
Yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
I'm on Andrew's side.
Especially when you put a little real cheese on there too.
Yeah, not the cornflake crust. That's over.
That's okay too, but I don't do that.
That's try hard.
When I go to a restaurant.
You know what really is good? The crumbled up Ritz crackers for the crust.
He's 100 years old. This is all wrong.
And a billionaire.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
I got the Ritz crackers.
When I go to a restaurant and I get the side of mac and cheese, I'm always hoping that it's just a little bowl of Kraft.
Never.
I want a little bowl of Kraft.
Yeah,
that's
when
all it's that's like all going really to a burger place and hoping it's a McDonald's burger.
When it's that really
I love McDonald's burger.
I do too, but I don't want to get that at a steakhouse.
Thick, crunchy mac and cheese. Ugh. Give me soupy boxed cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
Give me hamburger helper.
Oh, yeah.
Beef stroganoff?
Oh, my
gosh.
Worst.
My wife can't have any of them, so I never get to eat it now. Mm-hmm. But that was like, that was like four nights a week when I was growing up. I mean, there is simply nothing better than a well-made hamburger helper.
Well.
Agreed.
Kevin, don't you dare.
I think a lot of things, but it's all right. What's better than hamburger helper?
He eats crab
literally
cakes every
everything.
Day. Yeah, I'm sorry
crab,
I can't, I'm sorry I can't eat lobster and crab cakes every day like Kevin Wheeler.
I mean, I don't know. He's,
I'm sorry I had to eat Kraft mac and cheese and hamburger helper.
Take that hamburger and make it into hamburgers. That's better.
Well, I guess if you have a Blue Angel in your high school, what would you do?
Trump Tower over here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Real rich guy stuff to say, take that and make it a burger instead of crumbling it
you
up.
You just open up your
noodles.
Golden fridge and take out your crab cakes.
Taranji
it's not hard
is.
To find food.
Enjoy your hamburger helper. I'll be over here with my seafood tower.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I do love a good seafood tower.
What is on top of a seafood tower? Like, what's the base and what's the top?
Well, tuna fish sandwich.
It's just all everything, right? It's shrimp.
Yeah,
it's
I don't think there's any.
Tuna Bumstead.
Yeah, is it actually a tower?
Yeah, it's like usually it's like two or three levels of
different stuff.
Yeah.
Chunks of crab and big old shrimps.
Yeah, crab legs, shrimp.
Never had a seafood tower.
Yeah. Oysters.
I don't think I've ever seen a seafood tower.
You haven't?
No.
Wow.
Hang out with Kevin.
Yeah, let's go.
It's probably blocked by the ice.
I thought everybody in Wildwood had seafood towers.
Them nightly.
I was just like
I'm
seafood towers.
I probably
everywhere.
Missed it behind the ice sculpture, honestly.
Is that right?
I bet you did.
Speaking of, we'll have one today, right? We have the round one of the Catholic Ooh. Fish Smackdown.
Yeah, we'll make a seafood tower out of.
Yeah, that'll work. That'd be good.
When they get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be good.
When are they coming?
4 o'clock. So you'll be long gone.
That sucks.
You can come back.
Just as Andrew planned it.
Coming back. What am I, Hancock and Kelly? When I leave, I leave.
One of my Hancock and Kelly.
They're the nicest people in the world. They just keep coming back.
Well, people are going crazy online about the helper of hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Hard to beat.
They think Kevin's being a little snotty about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I can make them think that.
Yeah.
Even if they're not saying
it. We can get
that
started.
They think it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Happy Friday, DGS. So, Andrew, did you finally see a real doctor?
I did. Finally saw a real doctor. They told me I have a pretty bad upper respiratory infection.
Okay.
Ooh.
But they gave me a whole bunch of medicines to try and deal with that. All sorts of nasal sprays and Z-Packs and steroids. And so I feel good. All jacked up on steroids. So feeling good.
Maybe you can spot Kevin when he works out.
Yeah.
Amy was wondering if you're contagious.
No. And I know that you guys have asked me that about every, 35 seconds or so for the past 2 weeks.
I mean, why wouldn't
not
we?
Not that you guys are paranoid or anything.
Yeah.
Not that he's in the office like,
yeah.
Like always, an old man in a nursing home, this guy.
Yeah. Always the victim, Chris Ranji.
It is a little plaguey. I mean, I had strangers go, "What's going on with the Glover show? Why are they so sick?" I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep passing him back
a little
and
plaguey.
Forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's just the Glover show.
this office is the whole office.
You mean people indoors during the wintertime when these things go around?
Kevin, it's worse.
Like every school in town, every other business where people
I'm just telling you, of all the offices I've worked in, this is the worst by far.
It's probably also the biggest with the largest number of people.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one's this big?
Odyssey Chicago.
Things keep happening to me, although they're not really because nothing's happened to me, but I'm so upset about it. That came out of nowhere.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like to me all day and night in the office with him.
You know what you sound like?
Mm-hmm.
All day in the office. That's what you sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go home and get yourself well?
Oh, it must be so hard to be you, Chris.
It kind of is.
Everything's dangerous in Jeremy.
Well,
I mean,
what are we fighting about?
I don't know. Sensitivities.
Everything's fine.
Do you guys see the new study that says that the Catholic sermon, although I believe they call it a homily, is the most boring ritual in all of religion and one of the top five most boring things that humans do?
Seconded.
And cosigned.
Yeah.
Some study that they did of religious people.
Kevin and I very much second this.
I mean, having gone to Catholic schools my whole life where you're going to Mass all the time and it's always that, yeah, that's not shocking at all.
Do they do these Catholic weddings?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what that is?
Well, it's not all the time.
In every Mass, there's a part that is the homily where there's just a specific message from the priest. The rest of it's pretty much form, right? You're going to do readings, you're going to do various prayers and songs, and you're going to do communion. Like, that's all part of a form, but then there's that little chunk there where they just speak to you. Usually it's about 10 minutes. Some go longer, some are even shorter. We had a Father Dorr at my grade school was notorious for the four-minute homily. He just blow right through it just to get done with it. But yeah, there's not a lot of excitement in those, generally speaking. There can be good ones. There can be, you know, my uncle's a priest. He's done some funny ones where he's talking. He talks about fun things and tries to make a point.
Do you think they're bad at it, or do you think that it's intentional?
I don't know. It's very serious. Like, I was joking with Rach the other day that, you know, a Catholic mass is not like masses you'll see in other places where there's like guitars and a big band and everybody's singing and dancing and standing up.
They do that?
Not in Catholic Church, no.
Oh, okay.
No, it's very serious and straightforward. And I think it's meant to just, again, only going by experience, not by, you know, papal instruction here. But it just seems like it's meant to be very serious and to the point.
Is there some sort of rule that a Catholic wedding has to be really long?
No, mine wasn't.
How long was yours?
Half an hour.
Okay.
Then again, I had an inn.
You had an inn?
Oh, my uncle married us.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we're like, hey, can we do the short version?
I didn't know there was a short version.
It's not really. You just don't spend as much time on a few things. Yeah.
So, Rach, you've been negative lately?
I have. I just haven't been, not that I'm usually like this bubbly positive person all the time, but like I just feel especially down. And I was talking about it with Kurt the other day, and he was like, you know, it's because the sun hasn't been out for like many, many months. So don't be so hard on yourself. But I thought that was a good thing to keep in mind for everyone out there who might be feeling a little down or just feeling like blah and in a negative headspace. It's because we haven't seen the sun. We see the sun today. Today's a nice, beautiful day. We have much more beautiful weather coming, and change is coming soon. So it feels good.
Yeah.
Good thing to keep in mind.
The only, I'd like a good mix of weather, kind of like my friend Amy. I do like when it's cold and blustery. What I don't like is when it's gray all day, because you can't see the time changing. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's time to go home, it looks exactly like it did when you got there. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And we were talking about that today. Even though it is staying lighter for longer, it still feels like it's dark early. I don't know what it is, but it feels like it, I don't know, 5 o'clock.
I'm not
still
believing it.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting it.
Yeah.
Time change on Sunday.
It seems like a fast winter to me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because it really didn't start to get cold until
after Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like that storm feels like all of winter. Like it seems like that went on for a good long while. But other than that, it's been cool.
That one storm did last for a while.
If you lived in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah, for a few weeks.
It stayed cold and it wouldn't melt, and the city did not a great job at getting rid of it. So yeah, it does feel like it was here forever. Right, Kevin?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. The stuff, you guys are going to, you always hate me.
No, like,
none of that stuff. Just,
we don't always hate you.
No. Yeah, you do. And it's justified. Like, none of that stuff, whatever.
The sunshine doesn't make you feel happy?
Sure, but it's not, I don't feel like the weather, the sun, the clouds changes what's going on in my day. Like, I feel like I have good days when it sucks out, and I have bad days when it's nice out. You know,
I can generally agree with Kevin on that. I
thank God.
Actually, you're going, man. I want to say I disagree, but the weather doesn't affect me that much.
No,
like, I know people have the affect disorder or whatever it's called with the weather. I do not have that at all.
In fact, I generally like cloudy days.
Yeah, I don't mind them,
especially if it's a little warm out and cloudy. You don't have the sun getting in your eyes.
Oh,
or whatever.
The cloudy days in the summer are the best because that's less sunscreen that has to go on. That's how I think of the weather.
For me, it's not about the weather; it's about getting outside. Like, if I get outside on a cloudy, blustery day, I'm like, oh, I love being outside. And if I get outside on a sunny day, oh, I love being outside. For me, yeah, it's like I definitely don't have, I know some people really have like the seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah,
I do
have
not
that.
Have that at all. I have inside outside disorder. Like, if I don't get outside, being inside depresses me. If I didn't have this job, like we talked about it, I would be a park ranger. I want to be outside. It makes me so happy to be outside. So even if the weather's terrible, going on a walk in the rain will make me happier than staying inside.
So there's another one. Like, I'm happy with both. They're both fine.
You can have a good day outside and a bad day outside. Good day inside and a bad day inside.
The only time I really hate the weather, only when it's 110 and 80% humidity.
The only time I hate weather is when it
screws up driving. Ugh. If the weather doesn't screw up driving, I couldn't care less. Everything else is cool.
What does make you sad?
General stuff? Like normal stuff?
Mm.
Nothing.
Billionaires?
People close to me being sick or whatever, that makes me sad. But like general, no, most of it goes to anger, Amy, on those kind of things. Most of it goes straight past sad to angry on anything related to that stuff. Big stuff.
You ever watch a movie and get sad?
Not really.
You ever cry at a movie?
No.
Not once.
I wouldn't say not once, but I can't think of it.
Have you seen The Goonies?
That might make me cry tears of pain. No, I don't. No, but it's harder in the movies because I know it's not real.
I've said this before.
I'm the same way with horror movies. They don't scare me because I know it's not real.
I have a longstanding theory with my brother Kevin there that I think he doesn't translate the emotions the way that most of us do. Like, I think that he is feeling sad, but he understands it differently.
Oh,
like, he doesn't understand it as sad. He understands it as like a different form of anger or something like that.
Yeah, but like, again, like I think it's just more about extremes, right? Because the other day you were asking me about anxiety. We were talking about anxiety. Do you ever feel anxious? Well, yeah, but like when my mom had open heart surgery, I was pretty anxious. But generally speaking about normal things, no. Not about a job interview, not about, you know, just day-to-day life. No, it's just not like that. And I don't know why. It just is.
What's it like, I'm not trying to be funny, when you're driving home by yourself and you're not listening to music?
Yeah.
What's it like in your head?
I'm thinking about what I want that car in front of me to do to get out of my way. I'm thinking about where's the open space that I can get to so no truck's going to bump me, things like that. I'm actively thinking about something, or sometimes I'm going through like
what percentage of your thinking is proximate thinking? Like, this is the task right now, as opposed to what I do,
yeah,
which is, well, let me just find something in the future to worry about.
I don't know what that number is, but it's definitely like probably at least 75-80% of like what's happening around me in the moment is what I'm thinking about. But not always. Like, there are times if I'm bored on a drive home and I'm thinking about, I just saw something with the Cardinals game and I'm thinking, what does that mean? What is this guy doing? Like, something that's I'm processing for maybe a future thought or for a show or something I'm going to look at for later on or whatever.
When you walk into a room, are you looking for the exits just in case there's an ambush?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Wow.
You never know.
I don't expect an ambush. No. I'm not worried about like people busted in, but I do that dumb thing.
How do I get out of here just in case?
I know how I came in. That's one way. Is there another way? First thought.
You don't do that, Amy?
I have to remind myself that I'm driving. Like, I'm like...
I'm worried about ambushes.
Oh, no. Anything. I'm thinking about driving. I will think about... No. When I walk into a room, I'm unobservant. Proximate thinking, as Dave put it, is probably 0.5% of what I'm
really
thinking. I have to remind my... I am living 100 different lives. Like, there are so many tabs open and so many different things. So even like with radio, yes, I have to remind myself, focus on the task at hand.
Ronge, are you clocking a room?
I kind of look around. Yeah. I you know what I do when I'm getting out of a car or into one? My car. I'm always looking. I'm aware of what's around me.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yep.
But I don't think I do it in a room.
Like, if you go into a big crowded bar on a Friday, you're not like, man, if I don't know.
I can beat up him. I can
if
beat
a big
up
fight
him,
starts, what's him. My option?
No, I don't really go into places where big fights start.
I don't know.
I don't go
to a lot of bars. So I don't know. Maybe that's part of it.
I feel like that's
that happens in college. It doesn't really
happen
when
you're an
adult. That's a good
point. Well, that's really the last time I spent a lot of time in bars, other than like going to dinner at a sports bar or whatever.
College bars, fights happen all the time.
Yeah.
Once you get to the, you know, mid-20s and later bars, fights don't really break out.
Wouldn't you say if you're 50 or above and you find yourself in a place where a fight breaks out, you've made some bad decisions?
You're like, what are we doing here? Yeah.
If you're older than college age and you're fighting, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Dave, do you sit when you go to a restaurant, do you have to sit facing the door, not back to the door? I noticed that was a thing that some of my friends do.
Yeah. Yeah, I typically like to have my back to the wall and be looking at the whole room. But I'm not like any sort of Jason Bourne where I know that the guy at the bar can handle himself.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I don't think anybody's really that.
I know where the corkscrews are for a weapon just in case.
Right. Yeah. Yep. They keep the steak knives over here, that kind of thing.
I do. I prefer facing the door, but it's not like I have to have it kind of thing.
It also depends on where you are. Like when we're at Chris's, it's a pretty open place. So you don't like you're not really going to sit in a place there like there and be like up in the corner up against the wall where you can see everything because there's windows everywhere. It's kind of open.
I'm just so fascinated by Kevin's thinking because I truly believe it's probably mostly just the way our wet electric meat in our brain is just, you know, configured. You know, had I been born with his brain, I'd be like him and vice versa.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm like Amy, where being on the air is, and I think I've just figured it out. Like I've said many times to people, I'm more comfortable on the air than off. And they're like, oh, wow. Boo. And I think it's because I have to focus.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I don't have the luxury. Now, I'm still thinking of things. I can do more than one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of things that I shouldn't be thinking of and worried about things I shouldn't be worried about because I'm doing a show. But this is the most proximate I am ever. But if I'm driving home or I'm sitting by myself or doing something, I am not thinking what's the next thing I need to do. I'm living either 10 years in the past or 10 years in the future, which I am smart enough to know is a bad way to live.
Yeah. The one thing I definitely don't do it almost at all, again, occasionally, but almost never, is think about anything that's way in the past. Some bad thing.
Wow.
Like I never think, boy, I never should have said that 10 years ago. And I don't think about those things very much at all. If it's the past, it's usually a specific, like, I remember when we were with, we were in France that, you know, when I was in high school, we were in Italy 11 years ago. And Susan and I were just talking about, like, I'll remember that. But I don't think back about mundane things from a long time ago. And like,
yeah, Amy doesn't either.
No,
Amy does not do that either.
Yesterday, I was a good friend and I said something that I thought was kind of rude when I was 15. I'm 41, and I think about that a lot. I'm like, I should probably bring it up and just say, I'm really sorry that I said this. Like, I think about that.
And
it wasn't
like,
anything like, you know, I wasn't, like, yelling or saying anything mean. It was just, I thought it was insensitive or it came across wrong, and I think about that all the time.
Well, that doesn't really ever happen with you.
What?
Do you, where you say something that comes out wrong? do you ever, have you ever said something to somebody, apologized for a thing that happened 15 years ago, and they go, what are you talking about?
Most of the time when I apologize, they say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because most people do just go, forget about it.
Yeah. But I think about it. I carry. But in some ways, too, it's like we can't just park in places where you feel sad. Like whether, let's say someone hurt you, you can't park there. If you hurt someone else, you can't park there. Do something about it because you're just feeling sorry for yourself if you just sit there and let it bother you. So. But because I will carry that, like I'm very, very cognizant of mistakes and I tie them onto my back, you know, like in a sack and I just carry them with me throughout life, which is why I'm very tired. I'm pretty tired. I'm not going to lie.
I find myself to be a very strange mix of if you have an issue, call me. I'm really, really quite exceptionally good at plotting things out and making a little flow chart.
Mm-hmm.
And if this happens, and this is likely to happen, have you considered that? I'm just equally as bad at following it for myself as I am doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. To me, that's weird.
Well, no, I can get it, though, because scenario...
I make bad decisions.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. And I think that's
I'm sure I do. I mean, I have made
cute,
bad decisions.
Oh,
I don't know about that. I mean,
the beef sticks.
I've made like those.
beef sticks.
Those were bad. No, they're good decisions. Those are good. No, it's not that. Like, I don't think it's. I don't think the way you're looking at Dave is as weird as you think it is. Because when you're helping someone else, they have to do all the hard stuff. When you're doing it for yourself, you have to do all the hard stuff.
The equivalent is. I worked at a running store and told people how to get better from injuries,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to rest.
But when it's you, it's
but
hard.
When it's me, it's like, I'm fine.
That's a great analogy,
It's very easy to tell other people what they need to do to get better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but it's also easy to conceptualize because when you're looking at someone else and they're presenting, you know, my kid will do this. She'll come to me and she got something at work or school and she's struggling with it and I try to help because the outside eyes can be unbiased and a little bit more removed from it. But that doesn't make it easy for the person to go have to follow up on all of that. And it's not easy. The following up is always the hard part.
152 on the dot, DGS. Happy Friday. So if you guys were to take me on a tour of your hometown from when you guys were young, where's one place you'd take me? What would you want me to see? Like, I would probably take you guys to the Cone Barn.
Ooh.
Which is the Cone Barn?
The Cone Barn, which was one of those little red barns, I think it's still there, by my junior high school, where you could walk two blocks and get cheeseburgers and the stuff like that. And it was a huge thing in my life, total rite of package, of passage, and just like so cool. Like, where would you guys want to take me?
I would take you guys to Pier Marquette State Park.
Mm-hmm.
Go hiking.
It's a nice park.
Or if you didn't feel like hiking, we could go to the Finn Inn, which is no longer open.
I've been to the Finn Inn.
Oh, it's so fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Especially when you're a little kid.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, it's like, oh my gosh, there's fish swimming in the walls.
There's a new place coming to Finn Inn.
Yeah,
there is. It's opening, and they're keeping the fish, from what I hear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
The same fish.
I would take everybody to Fazoli's.
There's Fazoli's? Like turtles that have been there.
The fast food Italian place?
Yeah. It's not fast food. It's real food fast. I can't think of anywhere else in Alton from when I was growing up that was like important to me other than Fazoli's.
Dude, come on. There's some place that was special to you.
Yeah, and I had unlimited breadsticks.
They do.
I would take you to where we got our VHSs because it was just called Videos. It just said Video.
Oh,
it was
in
a strip mall in Ellisville. It just said Videos. So
that's
called
a good
it
call.
Videos.
You know what? That's right. I would take you to Wilson Park.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really nice park in Granite City.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go there. There's a lot going on. And then we go to Dave's Movies and More.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It doesn't exist, but
I remember there
not
was
any longer.
There was a Dave's Movies and More in Alton as well.
What did Dave
was
have?
It the same Dave?
Yeah, same like chain.
Oh.
There was also a place, I guess where I might take you is Movie Mart.
Nope.
Movie Mart was very special. Movie Mart was right by my old house where I grew up, and it's where like the O'Reilly Auto Parts in Alton is now. And it was just a very, very small like movie rental store, but man... Magic. Little white bags full of popcorn.
Is King Louis Roxana or Wood River?
It's right on the edge. I'd
okay.
say it's more Roxana.
That place. Let's go.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, a lot. I've been to King Louis a lot.
What did Dave have in addition to movies? Sorry.
Yeah,
movies
what's the more?
More. Yeah, what's the more?
Guns.
Well, there were laser discs.
Candies, maybe?
Laser discs?
There were like comics and stuff there,
too,
right?
I don't know if
maybe
I
I'm thinking of a different place.
We had video games.
Wheels, where would you take us?
There was also a porn room.
Michigan.
Boy, where I lived, if it was going to be like specific to our area, probably just the go-kart track. That was pretty awesome. Bad batting cages and the fast cage was fun. Video games, too. That was awesome.
Let me get back to Dave's real quick. Because you know the video store was a good video store. If there was a spot in the place with swinging doors.
Yeah.
Because you knew what was back there.
Or beads.
Or beads. Roger would be buzzing around back there waiting for the door to open.
I was utterly fascinated by the people just coming and going into the bead room.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a great question. I need to ask my sister if Videos had beads or swinging door, because if they did, I think my parents must have just told us it was employees only. I don't know, because like I feel like there was a section we couldn't go in.
Yeah,
like
that's
a
the section.
Or something.
Yeah, it'd be that one.
It never, even to this day, I would have brought up the curtain and we're like, I don't know what that was for.
Well,
that's what was behind the curtain.
That's what was
that's
behind,
what
the
was behind the
curtain.
I thought it was like the employee break room.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
it was.
Remember ever
don't
seeing very many people go in there.
Well, then once you reach the age where you can. And you do, you're like, yee.
Well, see, at Dave's Movies and More, that room was right by the register. Okay.
Oh, so they can keep an eye on who's going in and out, probably.
And the door. It was right by the door, too, to get in and out.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know if that's good or bad. But I feel like you can make your transaction really quick if you
want
to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, probably good if you want to
in, out, and
not
out.
Get too noticed.
Yeah, but then you're making direct eye contact with everyone in line. when you walk out.
You just have to
out of the beads.
You walk out of the beads and
well, that's not the family section.
I was never.
I thought that was the exit.
I don't think I was ever old enough to go in that room when those things were really still like existing in our area.
Yeah.
Do you think people went in there and then they just like would come out and just wander around like they were coming from some other part of the store before they went to the register?
I think the play would have to be this. You go
or
in.
Or you get a cover movie too.
Obviously, Kevin. What you do is you go in, you scope out the one you want, you leave, you make a lap, then you come back and real quick go back in and grab it and then you take it to the
counter.
But
you get a cover movie too. Do you also get Weekend at Bernie's?
Of course
also?
You do.
All right.
Yeah. Always a cover item.
Yeah, that's a good idea though.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.